This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty, the outgoing commander of U.S. NATO forces in Afghanistan. General John Nicholson says he believes there is an unprecedented opportunity for peace in the 17-year conflict. He said a three-day June ceasefire underscored a desire for peace among all segments of society.
We've also seen a clear progression in the Taliban's public statements, from their 14 February letter to the American people to their recent Eid al-Adha message, where Amir Haibatullah acknowledged for the first time that negotiations will, quote, ensure an end to the war, end quote.
The Taliban has yet to respond to the latest offer by President Ashraf Ghani to another truce perhaps lasting 3 months. As for the Trump administration's South Asia policy announced a year ago, the general insists it's working.
The resolve indicated by the United States with a conditions-based approach, building on top of the conditions-based approach already articulated by NATO, and then reinforced at the Brussels summit when 41 nations, the heads of state, all committed to a conditions-based approach where they extend security assistance out to 2024. This has affected the enemy's calculus.
The insurgents, meanwhile, have accepted a Russian invitation for international peace talks in Moscow next month. The Afghan government and U.S. declined. South Africans are expressing outrage over a video posted on the internet showing a South African white man on a beach at an undisclosed location using a racial slur as he described his surroundings as heaven on earth. Sibusiso Shongwe is a Johannesburg resident.
It's nicer when you're racist in my face so I can see exactly who you are. It's unfortunate that he has to say that, but his business definitely has to take a knock, and I hope it does. I hope all his other chains take a knock for sure.
The Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters Party said it would file a criminal case against the man identified as Adam Kazavelos. This is